Welcome to the Curate Your Life podcast with Timitria, where we focus on curating the life you've been dreaming of, one goal at a time. Okay, y'all, it is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Or, as I used to call it and think about it, Happy Comparison Day. So I was not going to do a podcast this week. I am working on a series for you, and I was going to start that next week, and I didn't really have anything to talk about this week, I didn't think. And I also have been a little bit on the go, so I was just going to start the series next week and bring it to you starting next week. And it is a series on self-care and self-love. But what I decided was today is the perfect day to do it. So this is a little bit on the fly. It's going to be live, quote unquote live, because I'm not going to do a lot of editing. I'm going to record this for you. I've written out a few notes, and then I'm just going to get it up and out. So it's something to think about for now. And as we start to talk about self-care and self-love in the series next week. So I want to talk to you about Valentine's Day because for me, for a long time, it was a day of comparison. I worked in an office for an insurance company for years, and everyone, in my mind, everyone would get flowers on Valentine's Day. Everybody had plans on Valentine's Day, and I didn't get the flowers, didn't have plans, was very single, and I was very always looking at, oh, look at what she got. Oh, she has plans. She has a husband slash boyfriend, whatever. And she got the flowers. She had dinner reservations, you know, she had a weekend getaway, all the things that I wanted. And I will say this, I have been married before. I've been divorced for a while, and I a little bit had some of that, but not all of it. And so that's a whole another story for a different day on a different podcast, whatever. But it was comparison day for me. It was a lot of looking around and seeing what everybody else was doing, getting, having that I felt like I didn't have. One day, I decided that I was going to have a Valentine's Day and appreciate what I did have. And I have always had, I feel blessed to say that I've always had really good girlfriends. So we decided to have a dinner. This was before the Galentine's Day term was coined. But we had a dinner, we hung out, we had a good time. I'm not gonna lie. There may have been a little bitterness behind it to start with. You know, it was, they have all of this, and if we don't, we can still get together. And we were not man haters, but I think we had some things to talk about and some issues other than just celebrating friendships. But when it came down to it, that's what we were really doing. We got past the bitterness, past the what we don't have, and we celebrated the friendships that we had. So we did that for a few years as girlfriends before Galentine's Day. And whoever coined that phrase, genius, genius. But one of the main things was getting past the block of only seeing what I didn't have and what I wanted and what other people were doing, and really appreciating what I had and what I could give myself, because it eventually turned into looking at what I had and being appreciative of that and understanding that everything is not going to look the same, right? We're not all going to have the same experience. Even if you're married, it's not going to look the way somebody else's. And for now, we're just talking about really Valentine's Day, but really life It's not going to look the same. So I realized that, and understanding that was so eye-opening and good for me, because I was in a place where I was just looking at all the things that I wanted that I didn't have. And that made me feel bitter. It made me feel less than, made me feel sad. It made me feel like I was missing out. But when I started to get together with my girlfriends, and when we started to celebrate our friendships and just take care of ourselves and celebrate ourselves, I realized what I had and how lucky I was and how important friendships were in general. When I really started to look at Valentine's Day differently was when I was sitting in my office one day. Actually, I was sitting in a cube. I didn't have an office anymore, but I was sitting in a cube. And in my cube, I posted a ring from James Avery that I wanted. And I just tore it out of the catalog and I put it up. And I don't even know how long I had it there, but I knew that it was something that I wanted. And I was going to get it as a celebration or as a reward for reaching a goal or whatever. But I liked the ring. I had seen it in a catalog before and I forgot the name of it and I forgot exactly what it looked like and how much it cost. So when I got a new catalog and it was in there, I took the page out and put it up so I would know what it was because I wanted that ring. So I was sitting in my cube. I don't even know what day of the week it was, but it was a weekday and it was Valentine's Day. And I looked at that ring and I thought to myself, I'm getting that for me for Valentine's Day. I'm going to give myself jewelry for Valentine's Day. And I was thinking about this at work. I knew where the James Avery was. And so my plan was to swing by after work and buy my ring, right? And get it for myself. So I did that. But as I was thinking about that, stopping by on the way home from work and picking that up, I decided that I was also going to make myself dinner. And so I planned out a little menu. And after work, I left, stopped by James Avery. And here's one of the best things. So the lady who was helping me, I walked in and I said, I want this ring, and you told her my size. And I was looking around, and while I was there, I found several other little rings that are stackable. And I decided that I really wanted those too. I said, I'm going to take these as well. And whatever she said made me realize that she thought I was there picking up my gifts on somebody else's behalf. Because she said something like, oh, you get to get exactly what you want. That's a good way to do it. And I could just tell what was working in her mind and what she thought. And I said, oh, no, no, no. This is my gift to myself for Valentine's Day. And I am leaving here and I'm going to swing by the store and I had steaks and asparagus and sweet potatoes. I do remember that, and wine. And I'm picking up things and I'm making myself dinner. And she's like, that's just fantastic. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm doing exactly what I want. I'm getting exactly what I want for myself and I'm going to enjoy it. I also got myself flowers. And it was a lovely, lovely day. And a couple of things. First of all, that was the first time I did that, but that was not the last time. And it opened up a different way to celebrate and think about, right? I did what I wanted. I took care of me in exactly the way that I wanted to be. I wanted somebody else to do it, right? It doesn't have to be somebody else. You can do for you the things that you want somebody else to do for you. And I will say that you teach people how to treat you, right? So first of all, you need to treat yourself the way you want to be treated. And the other thing I will say is that it just doesn't have to be a special day because it's Valentine's Day. Think about it. You wouldn't want a significant other to only show you love and appreciation on Valentine's Day. So why not show yourself love and appreciation and do things that make you feel good on just a regular Tuesday or just a regular Wednesday? It doesn't have to just be Valentine's Day or your birthday or some other kind of day. You can take care of yourself and have self-love and self-care on a regular basis. I want to say, even though I don't like to use a lot of shoulds, you should take care of yourself and have self-love and self-care on a regular basis. And it's not just going to the spa. It's so much beyond that. That absolutely can be part of it. I love to go spend the morning at a spa, get a massage or a facial or something like that, and just have that time for myself. And when I go, you know, they have kind of the quiet room that you can sit in before and after. I luxuriate in that space and that time. And I like those little plastic slippers that you put on and the robe, and I sit there. And sometimes I'll sit with a magazine or a book. I have journaled in that space before, and I've just kind of closed my eyes and napped a little bit because I can sleep anywhere. Side note, that's my superpower. But taking that time for myself is really precious. And again, I don't believe that self-care just has to be a manicure, or pedicure, facial, that kind of thing. Those are all great. It can be carving out time to read a book. It can be calling an old friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Self-care can be a nap. Self-care can be cleaning because you love to have a meticulous environment, surrounding, whatever. Self-care can be window shopping. It can be shopping, you know, if you're not doing it for a reason to cover up other needs or as a way to address other needs. If it's really just you like to go out and look at and shop for nice clothes, and you're doing it from a place of expansion and not from a place of hiding, then it's fantastic. I'm all for it. But whatever it is that you need to do to take care of yourself on a regular basis, not just on Valentine's Day, I say do it. And if you don't know what you need, what you want, how you should take care of yourself, I want you to spend some time thinking about it. Think about what would make me happy. And then I want you to go and do those things. That really is the Curate Your Life program, the Curate Your Life philosophy. It is creating a life that has more of what you love, more of the experiences that you love, the people that you love, the things that you love to do, the places that you love to be, and less of what you don't love. As normal adult citizens of the world, we have some obligations. You don't have to do anything. There will be consequences. You don't have to do anything. So there will be things that you feel obligated to do to pay your bills, to be a productive member of society. But you have to ask yourself or remind yourself the reason that you're doing them. You go to work every day, even though you don't always maybe want to go, because you do want to have a lovely place to live. You do want to have the wardrobe that you want to have, right? You want to have the vacations that you want. So there is a trade-off, but remember why you're doing them. And as much as possible, do them in the mindset of, I am choosing to do this because, and you like your reasons. And if you absolutely can't get there, that's one reason that we should talk, to help you develop the mindset to, love the life that you're living. And if you can't love that life that you're living, let's get you to a life that you can love and that feeds your soul. I want people, women especially, to wake up every day and to be excited about the life that they're living, to have some joy in their days and their weeks and their months, to not just be going through the motions, killing time, wishing for something else, wishing for something that somebody else has. I want you to love your life. So if you're in a space where you don't love the life that you're living, if it's not everything that you want it to be, schedule a consultation with me. That is what the Curate Your Life philosophy is all about. And listen, on Valentine's Day, yes, you can absolutely take care of yourself. But if what you really want is a relationship, go out and find one. Work on that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I'm not advocating for being alone, being single. I am advocating for being happy and creating your happiness. So if part of that is you want a relationship, absolutely go get it. Go get yourself a fantastic one. I wholeheartedly believe in that. So if that is part of the life that you want to create, do it. Do it all. And if you want to continue the conversation with like-minded women, come over and join the Curate Your Life Facebook group. Until next time.